a celebration party. We got a lot of stuff going on tonight.
I am texting that to the mayor as we speak.
That's so weird.
Well, we are not going to see the mayor tonight. The original plan was she'll be celebrity bartending or waitressing?
Bartending.
Okay, so they'll be at the bar. Tat in suspenders and a
my
and a
mom
bow tie.
Was looking over the top of her glasses. What is going on here?
The gawooga sound.
Now, the thing Debbie and I rarely talk about is your mom was at Stephen Decatur.
Yes.
And when I was an office helper, so she was in charge of the office helpers. So I hung out at her desk every day for a year.
Yeah, she worked there when I was
there. I was one of her
there.
Favorites, right?
Yes, she talks about you all the time.
Probably.
Did you have Pat? He was a math
teacher. I did not.
For
Everybody okay. had Mr. Mack. I didn't have him. You know, I had the combination of the other math teachers. Brian, how many – the reason for doing this party to help out Debbie, it's been really easy for you to contact people and say, hey, let's help out.
Oh, yeah. When I first went over to see Debbie at the hospital, you know, back in January, and it seems like 2 years ago, it's hard to believe it's only been 5 months, but, you know, just – I don't know what the mathematical odds are in a family of two people, her and her husband's age, to have two of these incidents. Like, I mean, it's gazillions to one. And, you know, it's tough enough through one. And I just wanted to tell her that night, look, people in this town support you. You've helped so many people. I don't want you to worry about bills and all of that right now. I just want you to focus on getting back to being Debbie and healing. Yeah. And when you get back, we're going to throw a party and we'll raise some dollars to help offset some of the expenses for you, because I guarantee you there's going to be a line out the door of people that you've helped or helped, and that people are willing to step up. And more than that, just a celebration, because quite frankly, that day I got the phone call in Target, you know, I didn't know whether that was, you know, the last time that could have been it that night. I mean, I went to bed that night not knowing, you know, what was going to happen the next day. I mean, it was serious stuff. So I can't tell you, I went over to the hospital to see her, and I mean, you go up to, like, you know, the intensive care unit.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
It's a very serious place.
Intimidating.
And you know, she's had brain surgery, and I'm a little nervous.
Sure.
I mean, nervous for her, clearly, but I'm a little, like, selfish nervous. Like, is it going to be Debbie? How am I going to react if, you know, if the speech is slurred or if it's, you know.
Yeah.
And when I walked in and she started giggling, I'm like, oh, my God. you know, and she's like, well, pull this over here. And I'm like, you have a hole in your head.
Yeah.
Lay
yeah,
down.
Just relax.
So.
And I do remember saying, I was telling the doctors I can't take opioids. And you're like, Debbie, listen to the doctors.
Yeah, because we've been on this whole opioid panel. And I said, you know what, I think in this.
Yeah, take some opioids.
This is going to be okay.
We're going to watch closely.
Yes.
As we get going. You've got cash donations that have come in. And was there a goal in your mind?
I don't – to me, it's like whatever we raise is going to help offset some of the stress in her life that this kind of thing causes.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. You know, we raised about – I mean, I want to say there was about $16,000 in upfront sponsorships that were given.
Wow.
And I don't think I had a no. I mean, you know, and I'm sure there will be some that will trickle in after that, just people just on vacation or whatever. You know, we did, you know, put this together in a pretty short period, and it's been a very busy spring. But the people in this community, I mean, the people you see here tonight, Dale and Rita Coley and Kevin Subrahaney, the people that just come through time and time and time again, the John Skeffingtons, you know, the Tate Lyles, the, you know, the Kyle Mays, and, you know, the folks, the small business owners, you know, that are often, you know,
both hospitals.
You know, they go home late, you know, the last paycheck, you know, cut, you know, in a small business, and yet they find the wherewithal always, whether it's supporting the United Way or supporting the food drive or any number of things we do. But this feels like kind of like it's family, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you got to do something for your own, and so it was a no-brainer.
And it's been an overwhelming experience, and it's not over yet. I mean, I'm not, I guess, out of the woods yet. I go back in July. At that time, they'll determine what the next steps are, if any.
Yeah.
So,
and there was a very scary couple of weeks right after,
right.
where it was important for me, anyway, as a friend, to try to assure her to not worry about the stuff she couldn't control.
Take the stress off the plate.
Because she could have had another aneurysm at any time. And, you know, she was under heavy observation. They were waking you up how many times a night?
Every hour.
Yeah. I mean, because there was a window there where it could come, I mean, another one could hit, and that could, you know, do we get two miracles? You know, I mean, that was. Really, really scary. So I think it was important to kind of reassure her, hey, this stuff down the road, do not stress about that. You know, that's something that we can handle or help handle. Just focus on you getting better.
Yeah, there's the feeling to it, but then there's also the fun to it, because tonight's going to be a fun night. You don't have no Debbie Bogo at all to come out here.
No.
Yeah.
Just come have fun.
Yeah, $10 taco bar from the beach.
Exactly. You just want to see Tat dressed as Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live.
I think he's more Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, he is.
He's ready. He's flexing.
Well, the mayor's going to be here tonight. There's going to be a lot of folks that are here tonight, I think, to come out and celebrate. And we wanted to make it to where everyone could participate at any financial level.
Yep.
We got some big auction items we hope people spend a lot of money on. They're really great auction items, and we're not, you know, we got great raffle items, because that way maybe you can't spend $500, $600, $700, $800 on an auction prize, but you can buy $20 worth of raffle tickets, and we've got great raffle prizes.
Even $5 worth. I mean, you got a chance.
Yeah.
Chip in a chair, because this is
I've been given my instructions. You know, I have to put $100 worth in the grill bag.
Okay.
I've just been told that's so. I brought another 100. I think I want the Ping driver over there.
I'll just say we're going to be in there together. There's a Ping G400 driver, and it's made every other item look insignificant to me. So
really, even the box of Romeo and Julietas,
those are impressive.
Yes,
G400, that's a brand new driver over there from Southside Country Club, and golf with Nick Taddy and 36 golf balls. So it's going to be there's a lot of cool stuff.
The dining experience, there's over $500, almost $600 worth of restaurants, you know, in downtown. You know, you could eat on that for, you know, 6 months.
Yeah, there is no there's no biggest wallet's going to win those. It's going to just be a random ticket.
And then the 50-50 drawing tonight. You know, so that's always, you know, you could win yourself several hundred dollars.
Absolutely.
And this is very representative of Deb's approach and the United Way's approach to helping people out. There's the heavy hitters, the big prize givers, and also the big organizations that do move the big things. But she works in particular taking her own time with the small stuff, like my little charity that I work with, or Operation Warm Fuzzy. She helped facilitate that. She helped promote it. She helped us receive funds. We're going to donate some money to you tonight.
Thank you.
I mean, but you touched that little thing, and you touched the people at the, you know, that are receiving the food. So somebody can put in a dollar, and somebody can put in $10,000. They're all touched by Debbie Bogo.
Yeah, absolutely. Today ended the last community reimbursement
or
investment
team. Yes, Eric got to spend the week at United Way and help us with the fund distribution process.
And you're happy. Now you've got a couple weeks, and you've got to take it to the board and get all approved and everything, so we can't really announce any of those numbers or anything.
We're done. But so it was a different process this time, and it went over 2.5 months instead of just bam, 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 one right after the other. So it gave us a little bit of
breathing
room. You
happy that you did that?
Yes.
Spread it out?
Yes,
you know,
it gave us a little more time.
It's a good time to thank the United Way staff, too, because, you know, Debbie was absent. I mean, not that there's ever a time where you can miss, you know, several months of work, but, you know, the staff really stepped up down there and really kept things moving, James and the whole crew.
I was out for 2.5 months.
Yeah, so that whole thing didn't skip a beat.
Right. They really stepped up, and, you know, I've just got a great group of people there that care as much as I do about the community, and they wanted to make sure that it was all taken care of. So kudos to them. They were awesome.
Yeah, and once again, I'm now off the board officially. May was my last board meeting, and I'll miss being there and doing the day-to-day operations. But John Guyman, who's a great guy from ADM, is now the board chair, board president. And we continue to do the decisions. We make the decisions so that people that give to the United Way that don't have the power to vet agencies or know that they're getting the biggest bang for their buck and their donation, we continue to hold those agencies to the standards of you know, actually getting results, so that when you write a check to the United Way, you know that money is going to get maximum effort in the community. And I just think that's a very important thing.
We have very high standards, as you saw this week.
Eight of us in the room, the United Way folks and the eight people on the board 4 years ago when I did this, the 10 people in the room, 100% seriousness. I mean, there's a little fun to be had in there, but for the most part, you got to be able to deliver show and prove what you do, and there's a lot of stuff on the line.
And there were some jokes today about the one gentleman that was on the panel calling James, you know, at 10 o'clock last night with questions, because he wanted to make sure
when he came in
today that he had things right.
I think that's one of the big misnomers about the United Way is that the board of directors makes these funding
decisions.
Right,
or the staff.
It's not. It's all committees made up of community members.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't even know where everybody worked, but, I mean, we were scattered all throughout different places.
Yes.
So it was a great time. All right, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
Brian, thanks for making it happen. Obviously, like we said, it's like going out to play wiffle ball with a bomb bat when Brian plans a party,
because
you got the big, you're gonna hit the ball much further when Brian's helping you plan a party.
Thank you to everyone who participated in making this happen, and all the people that donated, I just really appreciate it.
Quick reminder, it's not too late. You can get out here at 7:30 and still get in on these raffle drawings.
Yeah, I didn't know what time.
We're gonna do that at the very end.
Okay, 8
8 o'clock. But we are going to have the actual live auction at 6:30. So you want to make sure you're here. We've got some great one-of-a-kind, unique gifts and some
three pair of Cardinals tickets, a four pack of Cubs tickets.
We've got Tate Lyle, ADM, J.L. Hubbard. I mean, these are primo seats. That their face value is $600-$800. If you try to buy those online or buy from somebody in St. Louis, you'd pay several thousand dollars for
the bike from Spin City, the artwork, and then the big ones, I think, are the experiences. You're not just going to call up Allerton and get this Allerton.
I've been to 100 charitable auctions in my 21 years. I have never seen this experience up for an auction.
How about
before?
That David Fischel in a salmon-colored pants?
Now, those are straight pink.
You're going to be there, too. You're going to be at the Allerton.
Yes, I'm going to host it, and David's actually going to cook, and that was his way to participate.
Wine pairings, four rooms. I mean, it's for four people. You get the overnight.
Eight people. Are these four rooms,
place is haunted, too, so hopefully they do the haunted.
It's a beautiful place.
Are these 8-foot Debbie Bogles for sale? Are they up for auction? There's like eight of them.
I don't know. I mean, if somebody wants me in their office all the time.
To Dan Nelson from Decatur Blue for printing those up and donating that. And then you can't say enough about Todd Mason of the Beach House.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we make tonight is 100% profit.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely.
And the DJ Mondo, the photo
donated
booth by Tony.
The mayor.
Tat, everybody. Yep. I mean, it's overwhelming to me.
Well, let's all have fun tonight. And if you got a few bucks, you know, let's help. You got a great chance of winning some incredible stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
On top of where you spend your money, so it's going to be a great night. We got one more break to get to. Brian Byers and Debbie Bogle, thank you for everything, and we'll talk to you soon.